Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at terrywilson3.com/freebook. That's terrywilson3.com/freebook, and you can choose from over 150,000 titles for your iPhone, your Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. You can get a free audiobook right now as a listener of DS Radio by going to terrywilson3.com/freebook.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents Radio, the show committed to help you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Have questions? Terry has answers. Call now, 800-673-1728. Terry's call center is open Monday through Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to answer all your financial, insurance, credit, and mortgage lending questions. Call now, 800-673-1728. He's a broker, consultant, speaker, and all-around nice guy. But right now, he wants to be your financial and business tour guide. Get ready to grow, protect, and enjoy with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Bobby B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to Dollars and Cents Radio, dsradio.net. It is March the 23rd, 2015, and it has been a little over a month since I've been able to get in the studio and actually record a podcast. And the main reason being is because our work from home call center franchise and franchise opportunity has just absolutely exploded. We have brought on a little over 120 new reps in just a short time of really about 40 days. And getting them up and running, getting the infrastructure built and all that has just been quite daunting, to be honest with you. But I'm glad to be back in the studio, and I'm glad to be able to come and record one of these. I wanted to be able to do once a week, and I want to try to get back on that pace. But I apologize for you guys that have been sending emails asking if I've gone away or what's happened. I'm back and ready to get back into it and share with you some information that maybe will help you in your financial planning, your business planning, or in your everyday life. Today, I want to talk to you about losing the loser's limp. That is, getting rid of a loser's limp. You know, that I first heard that phrase by John Maxwell, and I don't know if you've ever read John Maxwell's 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. But it's absolutely a must-have book. And if you want a free copy of it, you can go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and download a free audio copy of John Maxwell's 21 Irrefutable Laws and really any of his audiobooks that he has that are on file there. We've gotten set up with Amazon. They've got Audible, which is a division of Amazon, and they've brought on and have been so kind and so gracious to sponsor our show. So it helps us monetize the show so that we can afford to continue to do it. And I do want to say thank you to them. But he had this thing that he gave us an illustration, and his underlying principle that he's trying to convey is leaders take responsibility. And if you ever want to succeed as an entrepreneur, as a business person, as a leader, whatever place you are in your infrastructure of your business, your society, your church, wherever you're at, whatever you've got your hands to, if you want to see and realize a leadership role, then you first and foremost must take responsibility, not only for yourself, but sometimes your organization. And that's huge. And sometimes it's actually pretty difficult. There's not a day that goes by that I'm not encountered with a challenge to not get defensive, but just simply to explain something here or there. Maybe someone bought an insurance policy and don't understand all the nuances of insurance and the laws that have changed. And so all of a sudden their frustration gets, put on you, and you can't internalize it and take it personal. If you've done your due diligence and conveyed all the information and showed them all the information, and you can, you know, I have learned to just sort of stand in their position in place and just say, you know, I don't like it either, man. I don't like some of these changes either. But and not get defensive. But, you know, I was sort of confronted with that today with one of our reps who is a little frustrated, a little slower getting started than some of our other reps. And he's gotten real frustrated because not seeing, you know, the measure of success that they wanted and know that it's possible. And we've told them it's possible and sort of wanted to sort of project that frustration, you know, maybe on me personally or our system. And it just brought me back to that principle that John Maxwell talked about getting rid of the loser's limp. And the reason he talked about that, he used the illustration in football when a pass is thrown to someone and it has hit them right in the chest and it is something that should be caught. You know, inevitably watch it on TV sometimes because I never noticed it until he brought it out. But when someone makes a mistake in sports, maybe football or basketball, and they miss the layup or they miss that easy pass, watch what happens. They all of a sudden develop this limp, like something was wrong, something hurt them. The reason they didn't catch this or the reason they didn't perform is, and it gets conveyed to, and they start limping like they pulled something or whatever. And in football, I didn't realize that because I don't come from that sport. I played basketball and baseball growing up. They call it the loser's limp. And it is so, it's so illustrative of, or illustrative, I should say, of what we as business people, everyone in life at some point wants to somehow come up with a reason why, an excuse why, you know, I didn't measure up to my own expectations or other expectations because of X, Y, and Z. And we start developing what Maxwell coined as the loser's limp. And so I wanted to give you five ways that you can deal with a loser's limp if you have one in your life and get rid of it. And number one that I want to talk about, the first way to get rid of one is first admit you have one. The dirty little secret is we all have mechanisms, coping mechanisms, excuses that we rehearse in our mind that makes us feel better about not measuring up to our own expectations, our own goals, our own desires. And sometimes we project those not only internally, but externally so that other people will give us a pass. Now, no one wants to feel rejected. No one wants to admit that they are wrong. No one wants to take responsibility, as Maxwell is so eloquently trying to say you need to deal with to go to the next level. But the first step in losing to getting rid of the loser's limp is just admit you have one and not feel ashamed about it, because we all have one. We all have these things in our mind that we've sort of put there and said, okay, I'm going to use this. If something goes wrong or something goes bad, I can say, well, it was because of the way I was raised, or it was because I see things this way, or it was because this happened, or it was because of this happened. Whatever that is in your mind, know this, that everyone has one. And you shouldn't feel ashamed that something has happened. We all have a story. The question is, how are we going to process that story? Are we going to internalize it and let it become this perpetual excuse? Or are we going to allow it to not necessarily define us, but to refine us, to make us even better, to make us even more mature, to make us even a finer, higher value proposition to the culture, the society, and the market that we're in? So number one in losing the loser's limp, getting rid of it, is admit you have one. Number two, acknowledge the effect. Acknowledge that, yeah, it was painful. Whatever story you come from, whatever background you have, whatever has affected you, admitting that you had it, number one. And number two, admitting that it's caused me to look at things maybe in a skewed way that I shouldn't anymore. So acknowledge that there's been an effect because this happened in my childhood, or because this happened in my former employment, or because this happened at home, or because this happened in the marketplace, or because I was treated this way, or because I had this failure. You know, I had to learn to get through this when losing a business in 08 in an industry I had been in for 15 years and found great success. You know, it immediately gave me a loser's limp. It immediately gave me this way of walking and posturing myself in business and life and in mentally and emotionally that it was hard to get rid of. And the first thing I had to do is admit I had it. Number two, I had to acknowledge that this has profoundly affected me. And number three, you need to adjust your focus. adjust what you're looking at. I'm no longer going to look at what happened in 08 with the housing market crash and what happened there, but I'm going to adjust my focus on what's ahead of me. I'm going to adjust my focus on what's in front of me right now. I'm going to adjust my focus on what's in my hands to do at this very moment, and I'm going to go do it and stop focusing on past failures, past disappointments, past mistakes. I'm going to stop focusing on other people, how they failed me and what they should be doing. And I'm going to start focusing on what I've got in my hand and what I can do and where I need to go next. And number four, I'm going to accept new ideas. One of the biggest challenges I see in any new entrepreneur, any small business person, anyone that's wanting to go to the next level is that step three of adjusting your focus. The next step is accepting new ideas, because unless you can adjust your focus on new things, you can't accept new ideas. And there is a new way of doing what you're doing right now. There's a better way. I don't care what level you are. I don't care if you're making 100 grand a year. There's a way of doing what you're doing right now to make 500 grand a year. And if you're at $500,000 a year, there's a way to make $1 million. And if you're at $1 million, there's a way to make $10 million. There's always a better way of doing what you are doing currently. But you can, unless you can accept new ideas. You know, and that's one of the, I'm developing a teaching right now in a series of talk that I've been doing in ministry settings. I'm bringing to the marketplace and talking about getting rid of a poverty mentality. And one of the biggest challenges of an impoverished mindset is the way we think about money and the way we think about work and the way we think about jobs and the way we think about how wealth comes and why it should come and how it should come and who's deserving of it and all of those things that are internally prejudices we have toward work, money, jobs, business. Accepting new ideas and adjusting the focus, step three and four here, is huge in that. So I'm taking a little bit out of that series I'm developing right now. But until I can accept that there's a better way, until I can humble my own self here and get a mindset that, you know, I could learn from someone else. I can learn from people that hasn't gone as far as I've gone. I was on the phone just 2 weeks ago helping a rep come on into our system, become a franchisee of ours, start using our marketing system, start using our business, start doing some of our push marketing and our referral marketing, showing how they can make money at home without ever selling anything, really getting into the nitty gritty of how all that's done. And this person was brand new to this type of business, brand new to even working from home, brand new to really even working for themselves. And I noticed that there was some wisdom in that person that I needed. And I started asking questions about other things that they probably didn't even realize. I was seeking wisdom for my own business. Now, a proud person, it's totally not beyond me to walk in this at some times, would be like, what can I learn from them? What can they teach me? I mean, I'm here and they're at this level, and why would I? But I'm telling you, new ideas, new concepts, new way of doing businesses is all around you if you will take the time to listen and accept new ideas. And that's step four. And step five is advance to the next level. Yes, number one, admit you have a loser's limp, if you will, a way of walking that's been profoundly affecting you, which is step two, acknowledge that it's been affecting you. Step three, adjusting your focus, no longer looking at what happened and how it affected you and what it did to you. Step four, accepting there's a new idea, a new way of doing things, a new way of thinking about things, a new concept, a new philosophy, a new way of walking, a new way of talking, a new way of doing business. And then step five is then go and do it. Don't just be a listener to these good ideas. Don't be just someone that consumes good information. Don't be a buyer of information, but be an implementer of the very tactics, strategies, methods that you have been exposed to, and actually get out and do it. Be proactive and advance to the next level. Take charge of your own life. So if you want to lose and get rid of what John Maxwell calls the loser's limp, then I encourage you today, admit you have one, and just understand everyone has one. So there's no shame in admitting, hey, I might have a loser limp here. You know, I might be walking a certain way in this area of my business, or in this area of my life, or in this area of my home life even. And number two, acknowledge that it's affected you and how it's affected you, so that you can then, number three, adjust your focus. You can't step, you know, us guys and even girls, but guys just macho, nothing affects me, nothing hurts me, nothing has caused me any pain. I don't feel pain, you know, that type of attitude. That's what's called denial. You know, I think as the counselors and psychologists and psychiatrists out there call it, it's denial. And as long as you're living in denial, you can't move on. You're stuck. I know so many people I've run into in church life and in business life. They're stuck, what we call stuck on stupid. Something has happened profoundly that has affected them, and it's just put them in this perpetual state of doing stupid stuff. Not that they're stupid, but they're just acting in a way that's just not beneficial to themselves, their family, their own life, their own business, and we call it stuck on stupid. And the reason we all can be stuck in stupid and stuck on stupid is we don't accept something's happened. It has affected me, and now I need to refocus. I no longer need to focus on that. I no longer need to just dwell there, but move on. You know, so many problems with the teaching of some of these positive thinking folks is this. No, they never show you that you first need to acknowledge that there was a problem. See, if I put my hand on a hot stove and I want to get into this positive thinking thing, well, I don't feel no pain. It doesn't hurt me. I'm going to think positive. I don't care what I feel like. I am going to think positive. You know, there's a reason why the good Lord gave you feelings. It's so that you can adjust and move and take care of yourself emotionally, physically, mentally, and everything else. So positive thinking, a good balanced teaching on positive thinking is not saying I don't acknowledge that there's pain. I don't acknowledge that there's a problem. I don't acknowledge that I have been profoundly affected by something. By far, it is quite the opposite. It's acknowledging, yeah, something has happened. It's caused me to walk a certain way. It's caused me to talk a certain way. It's caused me to think a certain way. So acknowledge it. But step three, change, adjust your focus. You know, so many people, the opposite is true from the positive thinking is, I know a lot of counselors and people that are into, you know, inner healing and stuff of that nature. And sometimes those folks just stay in this area of what happened in the past and what's causing the pain. And yeah, they're really good of embracing and acknowledging this has happened, it's caused this, it's caused that. But then they don't adjust and pivot and move toward adjusting my focus. That was in the past. That's behind me. It's no longer now. I'm going in this direction, step three. Step four, and because I'm going in this new direction, I have to acknowledge that I have to accept new ideas, because the ideas I currently have been shaped by, influenced by, colored by, given a perspective by what's happened in the past. And so I need to realize that my current ideas, the way I think right now, is because of some of those things that's caused me to have this limp that I've been working with. So by understanding that, by pivoting and adjusting my focus and seeing this is where I want to go, this is the new goal, this is the new mandate, this is where I'm headed, this is what I want to do, this is what I want for my life, my business, my family, my finances, my situation, this is what is going to be my identity, then I'm going to accept the new ideas. I'm going to look for people that's standing in those areas of where I want to be, and I want to ask them, why do you think this way? Why do you feel this way about this situation? And I'm going to accept those ideas. I'm going to accept those new concepts, those new philosophies. And by doing that, it's going to equip me, and it's going to give me the motivation, the methods, and the mentality I'll need to advance to the next level. So if you want to get rid of the loser's limp, number one, admit you have one. Number two, acknowledge the effect. Number 3, adjust your focus. Number 4, accept new ideas. And number 5, advance to the next level. Till next time, this is Terry Wilson. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my
own. I can't shake this feeling. You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.